Welcome on into the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and of course, we're online at WEOL.com. Also, download that WEOL mobile app. You can listen to us on there as well. I'm Rocco Nucci, and normally on the other side of this transparent shower curtain, I have the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend from the Chronicle Telegram, Sean Bennett. Unfortunately, Sean Bennett is sidelined this week, but we do have a nice deep bench here over at WEOL, and that's where we'll have to turn this week as we welcome in Tom Evans. He'll be joining us here next segment as we get things rolling again on the Wrestling Recap Show here. Very exciting show for you today. We'll talk to head coach Joel Melvin over at North Ridgeville, see what his Rangers wrestling program is up to in his second year at the helm over there. We'll also recap a very busy and very entertaining and exciting SWC tournament this past weekend that saw the Olmsted Falls Bulldogs crowned as champions there in this midseason tournament. So all of that coming up after the break right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty on AM 930, 100.3 FM and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back on in. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci, stepping in for Sean Bennett this week. Cuyahoga Heights superintendent and on-air talent here at WEOL, Tom Evans. Tom, thank you for stepping in this weekend and giving us some time. How you doing?
I appreciate it. I feel like Tom Vrizer pinch hitting for Babe Ruth. this is a little. Those are big shoes to fill. The way Sean covers wrestling, does a great job for him.
Comparing Sean to the Bambino, I'll have to let him know. I'll have to let him know you shared those kind words about him. Well, it's funny. I've heard many a tale about you since I started back in last March, just a couple days prior to this whole pandemic starting, really. And I hear, Tom, super great to work with, super fun guy, super awesome. And I've never met you until today, so it's finally nice to put a face to the name and all of that. So given that this is our first real conversation, let me just get your general maybe opinion on how the wrestling season has gone so far, how you think some of these duels and tournaments have gone on. We've had the SWC tournament this past weekend that we'll get to, but just curious your thoughts in general so far with this season.
Well, I think the coaches have done a fantastic job of piecing this together, and I think that, if we were to talk to any of the coaches back in November, there was a lot of fear that that any season was going to happen whatsoever, and especially from the standpoint that a lot of these coaches were getting in their vehicles to drive to the state tournament when they got the news that the state tournament was canceled last year, so they didn't get to finish last year, and the thought of not having a season this year was just overwhelming, and I just have to tell you that every one of the coaches that I've talked to, and a lot of them out here in Lorain County, are just so thankful for the opportunity to move forward with their sport. And they've rolled with the punches, and they've made a lot of changes, and tournaments have been canceled and scratched. And they're on the phones at night trying to find a tournament or find a meet or find another team for a dual or a quad. And they're working their tails off. They're probably working harder than they've ever worked. And it's just a different way going about it. And I just... To this point, the beginning of January, I'm just so thankful that the guys that are stewarding our sport right now, the sport of wrestling, are just doing a lights-out job of doing that.
Yeah, when Sean and myself had the preview show over at the Brew Kettle in Amherst back in, late November, there was certainly a sense of uneasiness about this season. A lot of excitement and optimism for sure, but definitely, again, some uneasiness with how this season would go. But here we are, early stages, moving into mid-January. So far, so good. Still some cancellations and reschedulings, of course, but again, getting things underway. And this past weekend, we had the SWC tournament. By the way, we'll hear from Coach Joel Melvin over at North Ridgeville in the upcoming segment, so we encourage you to stick around and listen to that. But Tom, just your thoughts about the SWC tournament this past weekend. I believe it was Olmsted Falls coming away with the victory in that tournament. Just some of your thoughts from that event.
Well, SWC is one of the tougher wrestling conferences around, and in any given year, if you take a look up and down that list of nine teams, it could be any one of the nine teams could make a run at the league title. Olmsted Falls, great tradition over at Olmsted Falls. Bryce Burkhart, the head coach right now, wrestled at Olmsted Falls for Coach Bill McGrain. I noticed that Coach Burkhart's son was a conference champ. I see there's an Atkins in there. That's Terry Atkins' son, former Olmsted Falls wrestler and longtime referee. So great job by the Falls team. But then you follow up with North Olmsted, Avon, Berea Mid-Park, Westlake, Amherst, Avon Lake, Ridgeville, and Midview, and just very competitive. one of the things that I'm gonna we're gonna talk with Joel about is the timing of it this early in the season. Now, you don't see conference tournaments run this early, but and especially without some of the tests. You know, they didn't get the Christmas tournaments. There was no Ironman this year. There was no Brecksville. There was no Medina. A lot of these schools like to get out and test their kids, so they really haven't had a test. So for a lot of schools, this is their first big tournament test, and I think they got some questions answered this weekend. I think they have a lot of things that they're still going to figure out. But a pretty good showing by the county, by the conference county schools. Avon walks away with two champs, Sexton and Bingham. Amherst with three champs. You know, you talked to Vinny last week. Trowbridge, Mendez, and Gibson walk away with titles. Avon Lake, Nathan Perry with a champ. And then Ridgeville with three runners-up, and Midview with four placers as well. So good showing overall by the Lorain County teams in the SWC.
There was an interesting quote from Avon's Cale Saxton and Sean Bennett's write-up in the Chronicle about this tournament, and it was basically him saying, you know, there were early criticisms about this tournament. Maybe the intensity and the competition would take a step down just because of how early it was and maybe some of the different circumstances around it. But he kind of pushed back on that sentiment, saying, no, things were very competitive. It was very intense. Would you agree with his evaluation of that?
Oh, absolutely. You get these nine schools in the same gym together, you will be able to cut the intensity with a knife. There's nobody writing this off as well. It's just an early season test. It's just a precursor, something to get ready. This is the conference championship. Now, whether they use this as a part or piece, you know, they've had a two-tiered system to figure out conference championships before, their placement in the conference meet as well as their dual meets. I'm not sure what they're going to do in the SWC this year, but this is about winning a title. And this is about beating the guy down the road, beating the neighbor, beating the rival. And I guarantee you, they were getting after it last Saturday.
You're listening to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rakonushi, Tom Evans here with you. Shifting gears out of the SWC here just for a minute here, Tom, you rattled off some events from this past weekend, and I apologize. I forget all the ones that you had mentioned to me, but I know you mentioned Elyria and Maslin Perry had a duel this past weekend. I believe you also said Columbia was in action over the weekend. So maybe if you could just recap some of the highlights from this past weekend for us.
Yeah, Elyria went down to Maslin Perry, took on an outstanding Maslin Perry team. They're both top 10 ranked teams in the state of Ohio. I think still missing some people out of that Elyria lineup. I know Coach Burnett is all about getting better every match. And I see Fenton wasn't in there, but winners in that dual meet were Colin Noel at 113, Nate Burnett at 145, Eric Trinsky at 152, Eric Mungia at 160, Jake Evans 182, and Gage Steffi at 195. They came out on the short end. They lost 39-24, but I think they still have some holes in their lineup, and I think Coach Burnett's still working things around it to get guys on the mat and make sure that when they get to the tournaments, they're going to be ready. And Elyria is a team that really had their whole schedule blown up. You know, they do a lot of traveling. They're at some awful big meets. And Coach Burnett's just working his tail off over there to make sure his guys are getting quality matches. So when the state dual meet tournament and the state tournament come around, Elyria will be ready.
One of the events that they hosted not too long ago were those Elyria holiday duels, a change of venue with those duels this year, you know, Elyria hosting as opposed to traveling out this year. But, you know, that was certainly a very testing event for that Pioneer program. So good to see them in a lot of high-level competition here early on this year. Did we have any action out of the Lorain County League this past weekend, Tom?
Well, we had the 47th annual Columbia Invitational Tournament. In Columbia, that was rearranged this year. That was the first time ever it was a dual tournament. Hats off to Ray Anthony over there, a longtime official. That tournament's run for 47 years at Columbia, and Ray Anthony has been a part of that tournament either as a wrestler, competitor, then he coached at Columbia, then he was an official in the tournament, and now he's the tournament manager. So for 47 years, Ray's been involved in that tournament. Columbia came out of there with a 3-2 record, finishing third place. Hayden Garrow and Cole Schulke, Hayden at 195 and Schulke at 106, both came away 5-0 on the day, both having real good seasons. Garrow with 16 wins and Schulke with 18 wins on the season. This week, you know, they're doing the duels on Thursday, or double duels on Thursday. So this week, Columbia will be at Oberlin along with Keystone to bump heads with them.
Fantastic, fantastic. And we can close this segment out with this as we get ready to talk to Coach Joel Melvin from North Ridgeville here in this upcoming segment. Just some key events or duels to be on the lookout for the rest of this week and heading into this weekend, Tom.
Well, a couple things upcoming. Brookside will be at Clearview along with Black River and Wellington. Those are some other LC8 matchups that we see coming on. You know, some of those teams, I know Farland's is a little bit thin as far as numbers are concerned, but that's a chance for them to get all their conference duels in before they would have a meet. I know Elyria's got an LAL meet coming up with Brunswick this week. And one other mention I want to get in there, and it's a JV mention, but the Ryan Alexander tournament is at Lutheran West, and a lot of teams from the county will be sending some JV kids over there. And just Ryan Alexander is a former head coach at Benedictine, and he coached in Cleveland inner city schools for at Glenville and Collinwood. Just a saint of a man, and it's great to see that the Greater Cleveland Wrestling Coaches Association continues to sponsor that tournament to for those JV wrestlers to get some tournaments. That's a great, great thing in Ron's name. So I see on a couple schedules that several of the county schools will be sending some kids over to Lutheran West to get some action over there.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, I did not wrestle in high school. I was actually a men's volleyball player, but we had a JV tournament kind of at the end of the year for a lot of the area teams. And I always thought that was fascinating because the JV teams, it's, you know, you finish that regular season, you're just kind of done. That's it. You don't really get any extracurriculars. So that's pretty cool that event continues to go on there. So we'll leave that there. Next, we'll talk to Joel Melvin, head coach over at North Ridgeville, right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 20. Deanna Realty. You've got Tom Evans and Rocco Nucci here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back into the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci. Got Tom Evans with me pinch hitting for Sean Bennett this week. And we'll go to the hotline now and welcome in a very special guest. And Tom, as soon as I welcome in here, you guys can just go ahead and go right into things. It's Coach Joel Melvin from North Ridgeville. Coach, we appreciate the time this afternoon. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Joel, great talking to you. First time I've had a chance to talk to you since you've taken the program back over, Joel. First and foremost, tell me, how's it going in year two of rebuilding the Ridgeville program?
Well, I didn't anticipate a global pandemic.
Yeah.
So that in itself, you know, poses some challenges, but, you know, it's a slow climb. The kids are starting to buy in. The ones we do have, our numbers are low. You know, we had, like I said, COVID kind of, put a damper on our spring plans and then, everybody's plans really, but, you know, we're rolling with what we have. So, it's a slow climb. You know, the guys are grinding and you know, working hard and just trying to get better every day.
Joel, you've been around a lot of real quality programs. You work with Buzzy for a long time. You were around Eric over at Elyria. You're involved in Lorraine a little bit. What do you take away from those programs to try and build your program?
Ah, man, there's the wealth of knowledge at all those programs is just insane. And then if you throw in you know, Gene Givens from John Marshall, you know, he'd always be around with Buzz and whatnot. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, with Buzzy, he was my coach. And then I stayed on to essentially learn to coach from him and Jimmy and then moving on with over to Southview and with Billy Kopp and the Turnuses and then to Eric over at Elyria and Jack. It's like you take what they show and then you kind of make it your own or try to make it your own and incorporate a little from here and a little from here and a little from here and you know, just trying to make things our own. So, you know, there's times that I feel that I may be trying to, that I'm going too fast. So I may have to pull it back a little bit, but I was very fortunate to get some quality assistance. You know, Matt Raybong, three-time state qualifier here at Ridgeville, Dustin Fair, who's been around wrestling his whole life. His dad, Skip, was a longtime coach at Elyria and then over at St. Ed's. And so we just have, you know, a wealth of knowledge.
That's good stuff. You got some quality assistants around you. And we, you know, yeah. You know more than anybody that to build a program, it's about numbers. And and when when programs' numbers are down, that can be the hardest thing to get kids excited about wrestling again. And obviously, COVID doesn't help that. You know, that's just a big kick in the pants as well. But talk to me about, you know, how do you go about trying to get some kids excited about North Ridgeville wrestling again? And then I'm going to parlay off of that. I know that you're going to have a change in football coaches over there, and you and I go way back, and we know the relationship that wrestling has with football players, and some of the kids that I had over at Berea and their connection with wrestling. How do you tie into some of that talent there?
Well, your first question, I think the key to building any successful program starts at the youth level. I'm very fortunate to have a great youth coach. His name's Joe McNamara. He's a Ridgeville alum. He's got a son who's fourth or fifth grade. It's crazy. All of my assistants came to be through Facebook, through congratulations when I got the job. And I reached out to Joe. I knew he had a young kid in wrestling. He was over to Leary at the time because the Ridgeville youth program was non-existent or between coaches, I should say. And reached out to Joe. He and I sat down. He was 100% on board, and he's really taken it and run with it. I believe we had 40-some kids sign up this year, even with a pandemic. So we were able to find a private facility to get some training in, and Joe's doing a great job.
Outstanding.
So I really think that, you know, it starts at the youth. Unfortunately, I will be the last one to reap the benefits of that, but in the end, it will be what's best for our program. I think that we'll bring the numbers back. You know, just promote throughout. I try to promote what we're doing and all the successes that we are having, you know, through our social media pages, through the school, just to try to get those kids to come out who may be, you know, on the verge of maybe coming out just to see exposure, you know, with media, different media outlets and whatnot. So, you know, just promote as best as I can. Have the AD and the administration here lobbying for me just to try to pull kids out of the hallway and be like, hey, why aren't you wrestling? Which kind of leads into the second question. The importance of a positive relationship between a wrestling coach and a football coach is huge. And it's huge for both programs. I was actually just talking to the AD the other day, just trying to be nosy about the process. And you know, it's going slowly, but I've had some input. I've kind of submitted some questions. I really wanted to get on the interviewing committee, but I was just kind of down the list there, just, you know, the AD gets it. He even said it. He goes, we need our football coach to be an advocate. Needs to be an advocate for winter sports, and winter sports have to be an advocate for spring sports. So when the announcement's made, I plan on sitting down with the football coach to pick his brain about his thoughts on giving us his linemen and turning them into not only great football players, but teach them how to be great wrestlers for us as well.
Well, I'm gonna throw a little offer out there for you, because I think I got a connection with a certain former NFL football player that was a better than average wrestler that would be more than willing to come out and talk to your football players. I think we could arrange that as well. So
I know the guy you're talking about, and he's welcome anytime.
Okay. I'm gonna shift forward here. You know, you just came off of the SWC tournament, Joel. Tough wrestling conference. You're trying to build something in that conference. You came away with four placers, three runners up in the league. Talk a little bit about the league, and then talk a little bit about the league being this early in the season. You know, you and I were doing this back in the old days in a Pioneer, when we go Pioneer Conference and we turn around and we see the seven same schools in the sectionals, and we end up beating our brains out about 4 weeks in a row against each other, and sometimes that was a little frustrating. But just talk a little bit about the league, and then the league meet being this early in the season.
Well, if you remember, Tom, at the time when we were in the Pioneer, North Ridgeville was Division II.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So we would go through the gauntlet of that conference and then come into a Division II wrestling sectional, which was still tough with Olmsted Falls and Buckeye and Padua, but it really prepared us for a postseason run. But that's a story for another time. But yeah, so the SWC, I was actually comparing it to like the Big Ten Wrestling Conference. Like, I really truly believe that it's one of the toughest wrestling conferences around. You know, the schedule, it reminds me of the old Pioneer Conference, where it's just a gauntlet every single week. And the programs that were maybe not as tough the year before all of a sudden rebound and they're really tough this year. You know, a good example of that is Avon Lake. Like, Avon Lake was struggling with numbers a little bit, and then we actually ended up getting our dual meet win against them. And this year they come in, you know, 25, 30 kids, you know, and their style of wrestling changes. You know, the conference tournament being in early January is definitely tough, especially since we didn't really start until the third week of December. So that made it, everybody's still trying to get in shape and definitely try to find their style and pick and choose with what works. You know, I had this conversation yesterday with one of our wrestlers who was a little disappointed on how the weekend went. I was like, you think about it, we've been wrestling for a month, and to go in and have a conference tournament, that conference tournament is just tough. And, you know, our performance was, I had higher expectations. I think we should have had 5 to 6 placers. But then again, I did have, you know, last year I had nobody wrestling for a conference championship. And then this year we had 3, you know, so I think we're moving in the right direction. It just may not be as fast as I wanted.
And last but not least, just want to talk about a couple of those individuals. You know, Orsino and Councils are a couple of names that I recognize from reading the paper and being out and about. A couple of juniors. Talk to me about them maybe being the foundation of what you're trying to get going over there.
Yeah, Zach was coming off a really successful year last year. Jared had some academic issues that he had to deal with last year, so he was unable to compete at the end of the season. However, those are the guys, along with Tyler Duff, who is also a junior. He's a 182-pounder who finished fourth. And Chris Douglas, who is the senior 195-pounder, who was also runner-up. Like, those guys have been in the room since we were able to open up in June. Chris was in there until football started. But he was eager to get back in. Hard-working kids. Just really wanting to improve themselves. They, like I said, they're working real hard. You know, this weekend was good in many ways for them, because, you know, Zach got a true test of where he's at right now. You know, going overtime with Kennedy from North Olmsted, who's a tough wrestler, ranked 10th in the state, and to be able to close that gap from last year. You know, I told him, I said, all right, you close the gap. Now let's find a way to, you know, to turn that, that loss into a win. You know, Jared's got a unique style of wrestling. It's exciting to watch. So, you know, kind of looking forward to big things out of him. And then, you know, the other guys I mentioned as well, you know, one kid who was struggling last weekend, but I expect to turn things around, is another senior, Shane Adams, at 152. You know, he finished sixth at sectionals last year after he had the default. But he's another one who's hungry. So definitely looking for big things on the back end of our schedule.
Good stuff. Well, good luck the rest of the way. Thanks for stepping out with us today, Joel, and I'm sure we'll bump into each other somewhere down the road. And I think I still owe you some money from the golf outing here, that because the way that got messed up a little bit. I told Jared that I'd get that to you, but I'm sure we'll be talking here. Good luck to you, Joel.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Rocco. I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes, head coach over there at North Ridgeville with the wrestling program, Joel Melvin. And some friendly wagering going on between you and Coach Melvin there, Tom.
Well, not so much a wager as a donation for the golf outing. You know, I try and, you know, I know Joel's wants to build a real solid foundation over there. And I when I see the wrestling program's going to do some kind of fundraiser, I try and make my donation to help out. That's kind of paying it forward for me.
Sure, sure. Understood. Well, excellent conversation we had there with Coach Melvin, and you can re-listen to that on the WEOL website once the show is up and posted. So that'll do it for this week on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. For Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nucci. Have a good night, everybody.